1-800-736-4CA.
18 minutes to 10 here on 4CA. Gavin King keeping you company on this Friday as we head on into the weekend. Very nice indeed. Gorgeous weather, it looks like, today and over the next couple of days. In fact, speaking of good weather, it seems that good weather has been of major benefit to the Great Barrier Reef, according to a report that some are saying was hidden, was buried, because it contained positive news about the Great Barrier Reef. Someone eminently qualified to speak about this, and also just that general question, broader question, about the branding, the PR of the reef, nationally and around the world. In fact, it's Alan Wallace. Alan is founder and managing director of Passions of Paradise, one of our absolute premium reef experiences. He joins me on the line now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, I'm not sure whether you saw this story in the Courier Mail, but this report from the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority saying that coral was at record levels in the northern and central parts of the reef just prior to our most recent summer. That's good news, isn't it, Alan?
Yeah, well, it's certainly not a surprise to us.
We've been watching the
reef recover quite well for the last few years. Mm. But you're right, that report came out a little while ago, and we were given a heads up probably about 6 months ago on that one.
Right.
It is surprising that it hasn't got a great deal of traction, but, good news doesn't always sell as well as bad news, I suppose.
No, it doesn't.
But look, the good news for everybody is, the reef demonstrated its regenerative properties, pretty much like a bushfire. A bushfire goes through, back a couple of years later, you'll see lots of regrowth. And that's essentially what has happened on the Great Barrier Reef. So it's given us all pause, I suppose, to look at the good and the bad and maybe look at it with fresh eyes.
Mm. I mean, talk a little bit, Alan, if you can, about the PR for the Great Barrier Reef. I mean, should more be done to spread the good word? I mean, if the Marine Park Authority themselves aren't, they're sort of saying here that, we sent it out to some subscribers. I think 743 subscribers received that summer snapshot report, for example. Obviously, people like you in the industry might have got a heads up on that report. But the broader PR push, this positive news, I mean, what more can be done on that front?
Well, we do need to. Actually, it's interesting because we're having conversations as an industry with T&Q at the moment about possibly attending some dive shows around the world, because every other country in the world that's got reefs, first of all, they're not rubbishing them. They're talking them up. Australia seems to be the only one that seems to want to talk negative all the time. But anyway, they're out there and they're promoting their values. So we need to get out there and match them and let the world know that the reef is a healthy icon. Mm. It is a big icon. It's over 2,000 kilometres long. Mm. We need to correct some of this mismessaging. Mm. So certainly we would look forward to the government having conversations about how we can do this and continue to do it. Mm. You have to remember, I suppose, now that I've been around this for some time, that the problem is that with scientists, there tends to be a bit of a group think that happens. Mm. So you go into a room and you have some good news, but very quickly that good news kind of gets sucked back into the old news. And it's very hard to sustain the good news because there's always the word but.
Yes.
It's good, but next year there could be a cyclone. Next year there could be coral bleaching again, and then the conversation kind of revolves itself back to the
focuses
negative again.
On that. So,
so I don't know whether that's human nature or not, but listen, the good news is I go out to the reef a lot. I was out there yesterday. The coral is looking absolutely spectacular. Mm. Year by year on year, it's getting better and better. So until we do have another event out there, which, of course, we've been having for thousands of years, get out there and have a look at it.
Very well said. Look, Alan, is there a reluctance, or what is the cause of this reluctance from, let's say, TT&Q, among others, to really promote the positives about the reef? I mean, they seem to be mute when it comes to positive news on the reef.
I don't think T&Q is mute. Where actually T&Q is quite on the forefront of it at the moment. They've recently changed their name to Cairns Great Barrier Reef, so that's been a big milestone. Mm, mm. But the mute is, Yeah, I know. I don't really get it either because the Great Barrier Reef is our greatest asset,
yes, yep,
both here in Queensland and in Australia. I've just recently come back from the big trade show, the international trade show we have every year, ATE, down in Gold Coast, talking to the international wholesalers. And there is still, I was having, discussions with French and German wholesalers who are telling me point blank that the reef is dead. Oh, and I'm right. saying that. But it's not. I'm down here to tell you that
you're there
not.
Every other day.
Pictures. Yeah, exactly. So there is a lot that needs to be done to correct this messaging, and we really need the help of all levels of government working together to give a positive message. And you know, the positive message can include the negative message. We just need to balance the message. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
There are bad things going on out there. There are bad things happening in the world. We know that.
Yes.
But we shouldn't be using the reef as an excuse for that. We should be using the reef as a sense of enjoyment. And when things are going well on the reef, you know, we should be celebrating that. And then when things are not going on the reef, we should be worrying about it and working to make them better.
Mm. Very well said indeed, as always. Fantastic. Yes, put things very well, Alan Wallace, can I say. Great job. You have a great Friday. Thanks for your time on the talk show this morning.
You're more than welcome, Gavin. Okay, ciao.
That's Alan Wallace, founder and managing director of Passions of Paradise.